Hey, what's up, everyone? This is the Next Decade Podcast with Mikkel and
Antonika,
where we have conversations about different topics. So this is our April Fool's episode, everybody. Right, Tanika?
Yep.
So this is just going to be like a little bit, you know, short and, you know, fun and lighthearted. So hope you guys enjoy the ride that we're bringing. So what do we have, Tanika?
So we're just going to talk a little bit about, like, why in the world did April Fool even start? And then we'll kind of just maybe talk about, you know, our experience of the April Fool's Day, or, and maybe some fun different April Fool's Day stuff that you can do or your kids can do. Kind of talk about maybe some fun celebrity ones too. We'll have a little fun with this.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
All right. So, April Fool's Day, which obviously occurs on April 1st, has been celebrated for several centuries by different cultures. Though its exact origins remain a mystery. April Fool's Day traditions include playing hoaxes or practical jokes on other people, often yelling "April Fools, yay!" at the end to clue in the subject of the April Fool's Day prank. While its exact history is shrouded in mystery, the embrace of April Fool's Day jokes by the media and major brands has ensured the unofficial holiday's long life. So, some historians have speculated that April Fool's Day dates back to 1582, when France switched. Wow. I know, crazy. When France switched from the Julian calendar to the Georgian calendar, as called for by the Council of Trent in 1563. In the Julian calendar, as in the Hindu calendar, the new year began with the spring equinox around April 1st. So people who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize at the start of the new year had moved to January 1st and continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April 1st. Became the butt of jokes and hoaxes and were called April Fools. So that's kind of where that started. So these pranks included having paper fish placed on their backs and being referred to as Moisson d'Avril, which is April fish. Said to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and a gullible person. So, historians have also linked April Fool's Day to festivals such as Hilaria, which I have heard of, which is Latin for joyful, which is celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March by followers of the cults of Sibylle, whichever. It involved people dressing up in disguises and mocking fellow citizens, even magistrates, and was said to be inspired by the Egyptian legend of Isis, Oresus, and Seth. There's also speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, or the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, when Mother Nature fooled people with changing, unpredictable weather. Yeah. That's that's our life here in Canada as well.
Yeah.
By the way, there's still snow.
So, like, basically, our spring is in May. It doesn't start until May.
Or I mean, so, you'll get a little touch of, especially though this year, especially has been unusually warm. I mean, we just had 17 degrees this week. Like, I mean, we're still in March, so, but it's been like unusually warm, which is, I think, part of the fact that we have El Nino winter this year too, which is usually a lot warmer. But
yeah, that's right. Well, right. It's a good and a bad thing because it's good for warming. Humans, because
it's good for humans in the sense that we can enjoy the warmth of it. Really and truly, this type of weather isn't good for anybody with a global warming.
True. Like animals, etc.
They're confused. The warm temperatures at the very least, they're confused because we're going to be back in 3 degrees in a matter of days. Mm-hmm. Which that isn't good for humans. That's not good for us either. The up and down of the temperature like that.
That's true.
We know this where illnesses kind of live. So it's not great for anybody, honestly. I enjoy it because I like the warm weather.
Me too. I like the weather so much better than the cold and shoveling this.
We're spring and winter. We're spring and then summer babies here too. So we kind of prefer the warm weather. We're just, we're not used to the cold weather. We don't like it. So April Fool's Day spread throughout Britain during the 18th century. In Scotland, the tradition became a two-day event, starting with hunting the gowk, in which people were sent on phony errands, which gowk is a word for cuckoo bird, which is a symbol for fool, and followed by Tiltelly Day, which involved pranks played on people's derrieres, such as pinning fake tails or kick me signs on them. So that's
kick me signs. I like the old school
kick me signs. Or
I remember that in high school days when you just put a kick me sign on a random put a kick me sign on a random person, high school and elementary school as well.
Elementary school for sure, but I feel no one around me anyways was doing stupidity like that. So in modern times, people have gone to great lengths to create elaborate April Fool's Day hoaxes. Newspapers, radio, and TV stations and websites have participated in the April 1st tradition of reporting outrageous fictional claims that have fooled their audiences. We might touch on a few of those things. In 1957, the BBC reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop and showed footage of people harvesting noodles from trees. In 1985, Sports Illustrated writer George Plimpton tricked many readers when he ran a made-up article about a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch who could throw a fastball over 168 miles per hour. That is impossible. In 1992, National Public Radio ran a spot with former President Richard Nixon saying he was running for president again. I guess maybe this was his, quote-unquote, third term. Only it was an actor, not Nixon, and the segment was all an April Fool's Day prank that caught the country by surprise. In 1996, Taco Bell, the fast food restaurant chain, obviously, duped people when it announced it had agreed to purchase Philadelphia's Liberty Bell and intended to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. Weirdly enough, I remember this. Even I was five, I remember this. In 1998, after Burger King advertised a left-handed Whopper, scores of clueless customers requested the fake sandwich. Come on, guys. Google notoriously hosts an annual April Fool's Day prank that has included everything from telepathic search to the ability to play Pac-Man on Google Maps.
A company shouldn't be doing April Fool's Day. It's just a funny thing. It is a funny thing, but
it doesn't harm anybody.
It'll probably hurt your company in a lot of ways because it's kind of false. False advertising.
No.
I understand it's an April Fool's
joke. You're taking it too literal. You're not being fun with it. This is not.
I know.
This is
Google. I understand. You Google it, but like, image a customer taking it serious and be like, I drive all the way here just for you to advertise that. This is false advertisement.
No, I'm going to say this. Maybe this is me being mean, but me also having some common sense. Why would you ever think there's a thing called left-handed Whopper? Who gives a shit? You can take the regular Whopper and eat it with your left hand, and that's what you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
yeah.
If you really truly think that's real, then you're set. So, I'm sorry.
There are people out there that would take that out to headquarters or the manager, you know? So.
Oh, God. But those were called Karens. So, but like, that's the thing. Like, for me, especially like now being an adult, kind of recognizing April Fool's Day kind of comes around and this is when things come out, I would be asking, is this real? Is this for real? This probably is not for real. That's how I'm thinking. So I just don't understand how other people, I mean, maybe this is something that kind of more started in the 90s, so people were maybe a little more gullible, but it's just like, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not false advertising. It's them having fun. And if you want to believe in it, well, then that's on you. Anyway, before the average trickster, there's always the classic April Fool's Day prank of covering the toilet with plastic wrap, which I've never done, or swapping the contents of sugar and salt containers, also never done. So, if you want to have something fun, some fun, cool ideas for April Fool's Day that you could do, your kids could do, or on someone else or whatever, here's what you could do. You can do something called swap sleepers, which is if your kids are heavy sleepers, carry them into their sibling's bed and let them wake up in a different room to start their April Fool's Day off right, so they could be like, where am I? You know? You can do a frozen breakfast, which is you can put your cereal and milk in a bowl and let it freeze overnight. When you're hungry, kids try to dig in. I think this is more for parents to their kids. So when your kids are hungry and they try to dig in, well, they won't be able to because it's frozen. It's kind of funny. There's something you can do called a juice joke, which is you can give your family something to drink, but really and truly, it's Jell-O. So, I would not like that right now because all I'm doing is eating Jell-O currently. We're still dealing with the gallbladder situation. This is, you know,
there's probably tons of people that agree with you. So, yeah.
Well, seriously, I'm literally like eating Jell-O like before we recorded, eating some Jell-O, and I'm like, for those who've seen my best friend's wedding, will understand this particular quote. But it's like, Julia Roberts is like, you'll never be Jell-O. And my mom's like, creme brulee will never be Jell-O. And I'm like, I'm over Jell-O at the moment, so. But I do love a lime Jell-O. Anyways. Another thing you can do, underwear surprise. Mm-hmm. Swap out the contents of their underwear drawer for bathing suits for an early morning prank that maybe they'll laugh at, which is, how much bottoms would you have? Like, so there is, you can do a balloon closet or drawer. You can fill your child's closet or drawer with balloons. So when they open it, it'll, you know, balloons will just come out.
Right.
You can do the hog for April Fools, which I don't think I need to explain that. I think you all know that would be. You can do a toothpaste switcheroo, which is surprise your kids with a little toothpaste switcheroo after breakfast. Hand over the toothbrush, but instead of the usual white paste, offer something creamy and sweet. So something like, you know, icing or something. Or cream cheese or vanilla frosting, or like I said, so they will not have regular toothpaste. They'll have that, which doesn't feel like, I feel like I won in that moment. I feel like April Fools, you shouldn't win. You know what I mean?
No.
That's personally me. I feel like you should be somewhat annoyed by the prank.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
That's what I would do. You can do bugs in their ice. You can do like a fake bug in their drink with ice. So that would piss me off. So what else could you?
Yeah, it would. If you don't, well, if you go to a restaurant, and
no, do it at home.
Not home, a restaurant. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Someone was able to do that on April Fool's, and you're just having a bad day.
Listen,
you're going into a restaurant and you're just seeing that.
I guarantee that there are people who wouldn't put it past them who would do that. I'm not going to name names on this podcast,
right.
But I did have a friend when we back in the day when we would, probably do like a monthly like breakfast thing. I think Cora's. I think we used to go to Cora's. And this particular friend, who I'll name nameless, would actually, she's like, hey, I could put like my hair in the food and tell them like it's someone else's hair and get my food for free. And she did it. It was like me, I think it's me, her, and then maybe a couple of other people. And the other people who were like, don't do it. So I wouldn't put it past someone to actually do something like that at a restaurant and say, there's a bug in my drink. And like, and it's not even, it's not something that they did. It's something you did.
Because
I've literally seen it happen.
I wouldn't do that prank in a restaurant. Probably at home, that's a different story. But like restaurant, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Do something little fun.
And don't try to skimp out. If you can't afford to do it, then do like a restaurant or whatever. Then don't do it. Mm-hmm. But this particular friend, honestly, like I said, I'll name nameless. It was really not my friend now. I'll be totally honest with you. She was a friend in high school, but her family kind of made incorrect choices when it came to certain things.
Okay.
So I wasn't surprised that she did it, but I'm like, I don't want to be a part of this.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
So other things that you can do, a puppy cushion, make them sit on a puppy cushion. You can do that. You can give them a salty hot chocolate. So instead of sugar, you give them salt. That's mean. You can do an alarm clock fast forward. So, you could set it for like, 9 o'clock or something. Make them think that they're late, but really it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. That's a good one. What else? And it's kind of it thing, because I'm not going to name all of them. Those are kind of some things that you can do. Before we move on to some of the things that celebrities have done that I think is kind of fun, have you ever done an April Fool's Day joke on anyone?
So this ends the Next Tape podcast. April Fools.
Okay, yeah, I was like, wait, what? What's happening?
I'm playing. No, I have never done an April Fools joke. Really? I don't think it's other than that kick me sign back in elementary school.
And you did?
Elementary school stuff, man. Early, like your first year, and you're kind of in your second year, because we're like, we're still like teenagers, kids in a way, so we're still like kind of immature. So, kick me signs basically, and not technically like kick me signs, but like messages in the back of you just. Put them there and just like say something else. I can't remember what else did I say on that sign, but it probably says something else. Yeah.
Got it. I mean, I know I've definitely done April Fool's Day jokes as a kid. I feel like I did one to, like, my grandmother when I was younger. But I don't know why something involved eggs or something. Like, I can't remember what exactly it was. But I know I've done April Fool's Day jokes with, so when my dad was still with his girlfriend at the time, she had a daughter. We've done April Fool's Day jokes together, me and her, on my dad and her mom. I remember doing that too. But just, again, I wish I could remember exactly what they were, but I know we did them. And I mean, I didn't really do April Fool's Day much as like a high schooler. And then I had like a friend, obviously, like I had a friend whose birthday was actually on like April Fool's Day. So right. It kind of like, you know, didn't really do much. And I don't think I've ever really done it as an adult either. Mm-hmm. I've definitely thought of doing some on my boyfriend before in the past, but then I just never did. Because then what I wanted to do was kind of more insensitive, honestly. Something that you never broadcast that you did to anyone. Because this is where he was at in his mind at the time. So I wanted to scare the shit out of him. I never did it. So I've never done it as an adult. But as a kid, I did. And do you remember the rumor that April Fool's Day jokes always had to be done before noon?
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, it's a fact that you had April Fool's
Day. I think 12, I debunk it. Actually, I feel like I meant to search it. Maybe I did and I don't remember, but I thought I debunked it and it was like, it's a myth. April Fool's Day can go all day. It's not just at noon. Like, you have to end it by noon. It's a myth. I don't know who told us that. Some other dumb kid.
Get the rule book out. It says right here. Apparently, April Fool's rules have been placed since the 1700s.
So yeah, but where did that only noon thing come from? That's what I'm talking about.
I know, but it says you should be only telling your jokes until 12 p.m.
So weird. Why? Who cares? Anyways.
Inspire Tees Company is a Christian-owned business that sells inspirational and Christian-themed t-shirts. Available in many sizes and colors, our tees are for men and women, and many are unisex in selection. Inspire Tees is a woman-owned and operated business as well. And Inspire Tees supports veterans, military personnel, and police. When you purchase a tee from Veterans, Military, and America category, 10% of those profits go to the Wounded Warrior Project. For more information, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/InspireTeesCo.
But anyway, let's go into some things that celebrities have done. Which is should be fun. So, Nick Cannon put his face on Kevin Hart's plane. It's pretty funny. It's pretty great. I love Kevin Hart, though, by the way. So it's, I'm like, I'm here for it. I love him. Excuse me?
Listen, don't even. I'm not hating, but I'm
okay. I'm just saying, don't.
Yeah.
So, Michael Strahan, when he quote unquote closed his tooth cap, remember that?
I saw that one.
Thought he did it. I'm like, oh my god, he did it. No, he didn't do it. I can't remember. Like, they do have, like, there was a picture here of him with no gap. It's weird.
Is that the Strahan? Was he on the Strahan and Kelly show? Is it, what was,
well, it's Kelly Ripa. Yeah, but he was on Live with Kelly Ripa, and then he left. So Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds had a funny little feud. Now,
yeah,
the feud still, quote unquote feud, is still going on.
No, not really, but quote unquote, kind of like.
It wasn't a real feud.
I know. It's probably like a promo for, like, you know, Wolverine and Deadpool.
No, this goes way back. This goes way back.
Okay. Right.
The
right.
actors, who were also both fellow Sexiest Man Alive winners, have been trolling each other since 2009. After Reynolds professed his desire for a Deadpool / Wolverine mashup film.
Yeah.
It's happening. How many years later it's happening? The ribbing has run into Christmases, birthdays, live performances, and even a truce, which didn't really last long. Most recently, Reynolds left a framed photo of himself in Jackman's dressing room on the opening night of the Aussies Broadway musical, The Music Man. I love Ryan Reynolds. I love him very much. Anyways, next one. Adele surprise an Adele impersonator. So they didn't quite expect that was going to happen. And this particular picture I see is not Adele. It's clearly an impersonator. But this funny little caption that they put under this is, imagine dressing as Adele every day and one day actually getting to meet Adele when she impersonates an Adele impersonator and surprises you. So if you weren't catching it, Adele was impersonating an impersonator of Adele. It's really complicated. Anyway.
Next.
When George Clooney ruined Sandra Bullock's dress.
What? George Clooney was wearing Sandra Bullock's
dress? No, he ruined her dress.
Ruined. Oh, ruined. Oh.
On a visit to The Tonight Show, Sandra explained that she and Clooney were at a dinner party when he tricked her into jumping in the pool by herself. She ended up jumping in the pool by herself, even though he obviously made it look like he was going to jump in with her. She said, quote, I went to the bathroom and came out, and there was George and someone else with just their pants on going, we're going to go to the pool. And I was like, really? And so I held their hands, and on the count of three, and in slow motion, I see Nicole Kidman with a stack of towels, and I jump, and they let go, and I go in the pool. That's what she had to say about what happened. That's mean.
Well,
that's mean. That's kind of funny, though.
It's all right. So far.
Just have fun with it.
I mean, it is fun, but these are not these are not really that. It's not that funny.
It's mean.
So far.
You guys all remember, these are celebrities that go and have different appearances. So then when they're going dressed how they're going dressed as,
right,
or whatever, and then they're getting their dress ruined because they're jumping into a pool. Yeah, I think of it in that sense as well.
I understand.
A woman's hair should not be messed with. To say.
There's got to be better ones out there. Surprise me another one. Go ahead.
I remember this one. This was funny for me anyway, so not about you. Adam Levine sent his Sexiest Man Alive cover to Blake Shelton's house. So if you remember The Voice, both of them are not on The Voice anymore.
I know the show. Is that one with Simon?
No, that's American Idol.
X Factor, that's another one.
That's long gone, though, X Factor anymore. The voice is different. Anyway, Blake Shelton, Adam Levine had this, love-hate relationship with each other. So when Adam Levine won the Sexiest Man Alive first, Blake Shelton did eventually as well. Let's just say Adam Levine kind of rubbed it in his face. So,
that I in his face?
Rubbed the fact that he won Sexiest Man Alive in Blake Shelton's face. It was just one of those things. So for me, as a voice watcher, especially at this particular point in time, this was funny.
So basically, what do you call it? Bragging?
Yeah, but back then, love-hate relationship.
I know. Okay. All right.
This is scandalous-ish. Channing Tatum filled Taron Egerton's trailer with sex dolls. Like, his entire trailer was filled with sex dolls. I'm like, first of all, hey, where do you get that many sex dolls?
Yeah.
And I don't know if...
I understand it. It's fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay. It's up. Yeah. It's okay.
How would you feel if you're walking into a trailer full of sex dolls?
I don't know. I'd just be like... I don't know. It'll be, I don't know. I would have to like be like, I have to know you to walk into something like that. I'm like, who did this?
Well, they may have worked together. I don't know. They could have worked together. I have no clue, honestly, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably find it funny if I know you.
Britney Spears apparently broke into Jimmy Kimmel's bedroom, and then he got like a friggin' like performance out of it, though. So I don't know. We kind of won in this moment. Like, I mean, if Britney Spears want to break into my room and then perform for me, it's kind of cool. I'm just, you know.
Is that really an April Fool's joke?
I don't know if it really was. I don't know. But it was like, I don't know if it was supposed to be a prank. I have no clue.
Yeah.
But obviously, we can take it darker, honestly. But I'm not going to take it dark.
Don't do that.
No, not so much dark. What I'm trying to say is dark in the sense of this was obviously planned by people who were controlling her life. So that's what I'm trying to get. So like,
It's just like a lot of these, like, I mean, they're like, they're fun in a way, but like a little bit below. In the creative department, it's a little bit below average, in my opinion. I don't know.
I mean, we had some... I mean, you have to be careful, though, when it comes to celebrities, too. Because it's just, like...
Right.
You could have some... You know that, and, like, you can have, like, a... Like, not necessarily the celebrity themselves, but we've had moments where people are saying, oh, this celebrity's dead, or this celebrity's dead. Like, it can take a dark turn. So, these are... light, obviously, in comparison, but
yeah.
I mean
Ellen had some good ones on the show, you know, like
Dennis Quaid is here. Dennis Quaid is here.
What,
you ever watch that when she would be like in their ear, she'd do the earpiece, and she'll have celebrities walk into different like a Starbucks or something, and Dennis Quaid was one of the people who did it. Do you know who Dennis Quaid is?
No, I don't know who that is.
The father from Parent Trap. Do you know who that is now or no?
No.
Do you ever watch The Parent Trap? Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap?
I know who Lindsay Lohan is, but I don't know who...
But you never watched Parent Trap?
No, I have never heard of that.
I don't understand. I can't help you, because that's like the one thing that I'm like, this should be pretty obvious. I can't help you. Okay, Dennis Quaid, for those people who know who Dennis Quaid is, she had like Dennis Quaid walk into like a Starbucks, and she's like, when you walk in, yell, Dennis Quaid is here. So he literally walked in and screamed, Dennis Quaid is here. It was funny.
I would have to watch is it a show or a movie?
No. But what are we talking about? The prank was on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yeah.
Parent Trap is a movie.
Oh, okay, I see.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Even though Ellen has some good ones, but
that's also controversial too. Ellen is controversial with some of the things that she did. I know. Not so much that aspect of it, but some of the things that she did, some people thought was actually mean.
Oh, yeah.
She would take it too far sometimes, so...
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Okay.
For those people who are Game of Thrones fans, Kit Harington, who I just found out, is actually married to Rose Leslie, who was also on the Game of Thrones. I have only watched up to the second season. Don't yell at me. But anyways, I do know she makes an appearance, and I know this. I know this already. Anyways, he apparently surprised her with a fake severed head. His severed head. So she obviously freaked the fuck out. And
bad.
That is not bad. That
that's not bad, yeah.
I would kill him. Like, if my boyfriend did that to me, I'd kill him. Kind of on that trope too, didn't what's her face as an April Fool's Day joke do a severed head of Donald Trump, and like everyone went berserk. Like, I'm pretty sure severed head or something similar to that.
Right.
It was not Kathy Lee. It was can't remember her name right now. Not coming to me. But that was very controversial. It did not go in her favor, actually. Surprisingly enough. Anyway.
Right.
So on the trope of Ellen DeGeneres, there was another Adele Jamba Juice prank that happened in 2016. So Ellen DeGeneres enlisted Adele to help her with an epic Jamba Juice prank. So Ellen fed Adele lines very similar to what I was saying before through an earpiece as she ordered one small cup but a large, she began, before spouting off a whole bunch of other outrageous requests. She pulled scissors out of her purse and asked to chop off some of the weak grass on display. I remember this. Right. When it came time to pay, she freaked out and dumped all the contents of her purse out on the counter, saying, "Where is my money? I need to pay for this, right? I'm a celebrity. Do I have to pay?" So, you know, Ellen at her finest. And then Drake disguised himself and pranked people on the streets. And again, I don't know how people, because I'm looking at the picture, I don't know how y'all don't realize that's Drake. Like, he has like a toupee on and like a beard. I don't know how y'all don't realize that's Drake though.
I think I've seen that one a long time ago.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, it's like people are, I feel like someone already done that before.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of them have done that before.
Yeah, that's why I was saying it's that's I.
Really? But that's all I've got. So,
Other than let me see. Well, maybe I'm not that much fascinated with celebrities at all, in terms of their but like those pranks, like I said, they don't like move me, or the creative juices, like you said. You got to be more careful with celebrities, because if you just tip them off with even the tiniest or slightest type of like April Fool's joke, or even the farthest one, then I would say their black book. Or the shit list.
That, black book that is a totally different thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. So but yeah, this is like low average in my opinion. Good try though, celebrities. Good try. But I'm here to bring the April Fool's fun facts. Don't know if you guys know that the earliest recorded April Fool's Day prank was played on April 1st, 1698.
Okay.
It was a humorous story published in the London newspaper that stated that the moon was visible from the earth.
The moon
was visible from the earth.
Okay, so I have more questions.
Yeah.
Because in what sense? Because you can see the moon from Earth.
I guess that's the prank.
How is that a prank if it's true?
It is true, but like I'm guessing, kind of, I don't know. It probably was a joke somewhere that we're not getting. Okay. You know. The second thing, in Scotland, April Fool's Day is celebrated for like 2 days.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Another one. In France, April Fool's Day is known as a... You already said that already, didn't you?
What was it?
Poisson d'Avril. Okay, you already said that one.
French is supposed to be our second language in this.
Oh, my God. My French is... listen, my French is terrible. Don't listen to me. When it comes to French.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The famous comic strip Peanut, created by Charles Schwartz, featured a character named April Fools, who played pranks on his friends. Mm. I don't remember that character.
That kind of sounds familiar for me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. And everybody know about, you know, you can't do pranks
afternoon
until afternoon. So that's nobody understands, maybe because like there's like a joker, you know, some type of joker that comes out of nowhere and tries to, you know, accuse you with pranks, I guess. You know, so okay. All right, those are my horrible fun facts. I hope you guys enjoyed that. All right, so I guess this
ends.
Officially. This is no April Fool's joke.
Not a prank.
Yeah, not at all. This ends Next Tape Podcast. And Next Tape Podcast is available on all podcast platforms. We also have a website called solo.to/nesttapepodcast. Where else are we available at, Tanika?
We are on Facebook and Instagram at Next Take Podcast, and TikTok and Twitter at Next Take Pod.
Okay. All right. You can also contact us at email at mikaeltanika@gmail.com. So we talked about everything about April Fools. I guess, is there anything else you want to talk about, Tanika, or that's the joke?
What's the joke? I have nothing else to say.
Okay. All right. So I'm Mikael, and...
And I'm Tanika.
And we are out. See you next week.
Happy April Fool's Day. Be safe.